mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. That's just a few seconds from some video clips of great 9/11 truthers that were out there at Ground Zero that have uploaded them to the web. We shot around 100 hours of footage between myself and the four cameramen that were there that all need to be commended for the great job they did. My paid crew, Scott and Aaron and Rob, and then, of course, Matt, who flew up there on his own and did some video work for us. We're going to be trying to get as much of it as we can up for you in the next few days on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com and also a lot of other footage. I may just put it up there unedited for PrisonPlanet.tv members because we don't have the staff to sit here and edit it all together and get it to you quickly. Thank you for joining us. I really do appreciate all of you for joining us today. It, of course, is September 13th. 2006, I have been screaming and yelling and marching for the last 4 days, and now we're back. We're going to have wide-open phones. I'm a little bit shot. You can probably hear that in my voice, so I'll be leaning on you today. I was delayed in Newark, flying out of New York from Newark Liberty until about, 11 midnight, something like that. Got home about 3 yesterday, or about 2:30 yesterday, and I am up and at 'em, ant for you here. Busy little beaver, masses of news and information, huge broadcast lined up for you. Chavez says U.S. may have orchestrated 9/11 attacks. That's the Associated Press. The first report was Syrians fight off attack on U.S. embassy now out of Jerusalem. This is from WorldNet Daily. Syria blames U.S. for embassy attack, claims Washington orchestrated it to get concessions from Damascus. Makes perfect sense, par for the course. Another report here out of The Guardian. Students beware, the draft is real. The draft is real. And the draft certainly is real. Radio poll, 85% of Canadians believe 9/11 is an inside job. Association of Professors defending BYU's Professor Stephen Jones, that's out of the AP. And our protest, our demonstrations made it into, it's got to be 50-plus newspapers. I was trying to scan over it last night when I got home and this morning. Just my bullhorning made it into, looks like, 10 different publications, but I was scanning through. It was dozens and dozens and dozens of reports. National television, though, engaged in almost total blackout. They normally show all of Ground Zero and the surrounding areas, but they would only show the pit and Bush down in it briefly because they couldn't zoom out and show around 2,000 people in black T-shirts on both sides of the streets, all around Ground Zero. It was amazing. There were black T-shirts saying "Investigate 9/11" all over the city, and thousands of people converging. Shirts saying "Inside Job," banners saying "Inside Job." 9/11 was a U.S. black op. It was amazing, and it buoyed my soul. We only had a 2-hour permit to have a bullhorn out there, so the rest of the 3 days, I was screaming. And, folks, I can scream pretty loud. Probably going to end up losing my voice permanently if I keep doing this, but I've got a natural bullhorn. We'll go over all of it and cover the news today and have open phones, so please stay with us.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Lit 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right. 9/11 was an inside job, is an inside job. We will never surrender. We will never stop. We're going to bring down the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I traveled to New York last Friday, and I was there, of course, on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Yesterday, we, via cell phone, called in live while a smaller crowd of only about 40 people went and protested the Council on Foreign Relations. We had a march with, that the media estimated to be over 1,000 people, all wearing black T-shirts saying, investigate 9/11, a silent vigil, at the exact same time 5 years later when the second tower collapsed. We had a silent march and vigil on Ground Zero. And we started off about, I don't know, three, 4 blocks away, marching about 3x3. And we marched down past Ground Zero, rounded the street, came back, and to the little park where the march began, and basically ate our own tail, ran into the end of the march. That's how many people we had. Meanwhile, across the street, right in front of the big train station that's at the there on the east side of Ground Zero, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other 9/11 truthers. We were just all over the city. Some of the local TV stations estimated it at 5,000 9/11 truthers. I've got to say that at any one time, because it wasn't very organized, which is good, that's how we planned it, so they couldn't control us or pin us or arrest us, no more than 1,100, 1,200 people together at any one time. But you'd go anywhere in the city, and you'd see the 9/11 truthers with their 9/11s and inside job shirts. I'd have to say 1,100 across the street, another 300, 400 on the other side of the street, and then hundreds everywhere else. Probably about 1,500, 1,600 at any one time down there. And I did see some aerial shots from local TV, and you would just see seas of black T-shirts. But national television that I know of, and we've been monitoring television, never picked up on it. They would try to focus in on one or two people yelling and screaming about 9/11 being a self-inflicted wound, and then kind of show them by themselves. That's what the Associated Press did. They now, of course, have their own little TV network, and they showed a clip of myself there protesting, and they showed a shot where there was no one behind me. So there's this attempt to minimize this, though some of the local press said 5,000, which is actually inflating the true numbers. But to come to New York, people from Kansas and California and Canada and Texas, it was so wonderful. And the really good news for everybody out there that's just now tuning in, I talked to hundreds of firefighters on the streets, and they all either believed that there was a cover-up or that 9/11 was an inside job. All of them thanked us. All of them said, please investigate. And I would have to say 60 to 70% of the policemen would wink at us, smile at us, say, keep it up, thank you. When they'd see you turn the camera off, they'd say, keep it up. Or they'd say, yeah, we know about Operation Northwoods. Some of them on videotape would say, good job. Probably, I didn't count it. It was probably 60, 70 different police would say, hey, Alex, keep it up. Hey, Alex, keep it up. As I'd walk past them, they knew who I was. And just as an indicator, they'd tell the loose change boys to, thank you for what they'd done when we were with them there at Ground Zero. And there was one fireman who was a New Jersey fireman. He walked by and flipped us off and, cussed at us. But every other firefighter, it became a problem because the firemen were everywhere in their dress uniforms, there for the several days of memorial services, and they would just stop us and tell us more. Yeah, we know Bin Laden's CIA. Hey, wait, Alex, talk to us. Let me get a picture with you. And you want to talk to the firemen, but it's just, you've got to get back to the demonstrations. You've got to get back to interviewing people. You've got to get back on the street. But this is the big news. 2 years ago, when I was there, just days before the third anniversary, days before, it was in early September, the RNC was there on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, I would have to say about half the police were bugging their eyes at us, cussing at us under their breath, looking at us violently, threatening to arrest us every 10 seconds, trying to violate our freedoms. It was really shameful. The other half were saying, good job, yeah, we know the truth. Now, again, I'd say 65, 70% were on our side. Another 20% or so were ambivalent. And 10% of the cops would still cuss at you under their breath or bug their eyes out at you or shake their heads or laugh at you. And one fireman, so I'd say, out of hundreds we talked to, one fireman flipped us off. There were lots of neocons driving by in their little parade vehicles with huge plastic American flags made by slaves in China, were flipping us off, driving by going, F you, Alex Jones, you're going to get it. You need to leave this country. You need to go to a camp. There were some of them, but they were still the vast minority. The vast, vast minority, and the feds had a few provocateurs down there, and there were also a few. We did have homeless people. That was the main problem. I had one homeless guy come up and grab my biceps and squeeze them real hard, drunk, breathing in my face, talking about how he'd kicked my hind end. And I had several other street people who, I'm not joking when I say it, had been probably released from mental institutions. It tended to freak them out. I would say most of the heat we got came from lawyer, you know, middle-class neocon types out there with their cars all painted up. I mean, I saw a bunch of cars with huge George Bushes painted on them with a tear coming out of his eye. I mean, it was like cult-like George Bush worship everywhere. It was pretty sick. But that's really about it. The majority of New Yorkers, because a lot of days we were wearing 9/11 truth shirts out there, were saying, good job, we appreciate it. You know, cabbies saying, oh, I'm going to give you some money off on your fare. Oh, hey, you can, you know, let me buy you lunch. And one of the big issues is, it was all over New York papers while we were there, and it had been out in the weeks before, what we've been talking about 4 or 5 years. Day one, we knew that the buildings were built out of asbestos and all the mercury and the lead and the rest of it. And 40 floors, the government admits, aerosolized, turned into powder. Not 40 continuous floors. If you average out the 220 stories that the two buildings made up together, the government has admitted that around 40 stories, 20 stories of each building, vaporized, steel, concrete, vaporized. Remember the 2,000-foot white plumes rising into the atmosphere, covering the entire city of Manhattan, going into New Jersey, going across into the Bronx, just blowing around everywhere. Remember the satellite photos of it? Buildings don't do that. They don't collapse from fire, but if they were to collapse magically, they would just smoke out and, you know, leave a small residue of dust comparatively. Why do they aerosolize? Well, the policemen, the firemen, the troops, the emergency workers, they breathed all of that. They huffed all of that. They sucked it into their lungs, and the EPA showed up in full hazmat gear, full body suits, but told them, it's safe. Don't worry. And we then learned that 4 days after 9/11, the EPA had already tested the air, said it was filled with asbestos. Ladies and gentlemen, the just asbestos alone near ground zero was 1.2%. These EPA reports have now been released. 1.2% of what you were breathing was asbestos. And then, of course, there were over 120, I've got the report here, let me dig it out, over 120 other deadly chemicals. And so it took them almost a week to just get a plastic or paper breathing apparatus out there. And they opened the schools up a week later. They opened up the Wall Street just a few days later. They told everybody it was safe. Just go in there and breathe it. And then, as if that wasn't bad enough, Christina Todd Whitman recommended $96 million. I said 98 last week. I looked it up. It's $96 million to treat firemen, policemen, and emergency workers. And Bush blocked it. That was reported weeks after 9/11. That has now been resurfaced and admitted. The documents have been released by the city, because they were in consultation, because the White House was saying, look, we'll have to admit that it was toxic and deadly and that we opened it up if we give them treatment, so no treatment. So police are going and firemen are going and military are going, wait a minute, if you won't even give us treatment, I mean, that's only, you know, maybe, $96 million, 10, 15 cruise missiles? I mean, we're talking about you know, a few fighter jets. We're talking about just a few miles of highway. I mean, the government's got plenty of money. They put it out of nothing. They just don't care about you. Listen, that's why I gave speeches at Ground Zero about thousands of black men being given syphilis and allowed to die of it, thousands of GIs, nerve gas, and radiated, 110,000 Jewish children with the U.S. and Israeli government in collusion, radiating children and radiation test. All this is declassified. Hundreds of examples of it. They see us as nothing. Of course they killed 2,800 and something people on 9/11. Of course they did. That's a drop in the bucket to what they're routinely killing. Again, they U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1,528, Paragraph B. They're fully authorized. It's totally criminal. It's not a real, you know, I don't respect or accept or acknowledge the law, but it is federal law. They can kill you for any reason, anytime they wish. Now, I don't want police to roll their eyes. Get your piece of paper right now in your squad cars in Austin, Texas, Kansas City, wherever you're listening, San Diego, wherever, and you write this down. U.S. Code, write it down. U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, subsection 1520A, paragraph B. We'll be right back.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, my friends. Then, of course, back from 9 to midnight. We're going to have open phones coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. I'd like to hear from folks that were in New York, some of our great patriots out there that were exposing the murderous terrorists that carried out the attacks. Let me jump into the news right now. Chavez says U.S. may have orchestrated 9/11. Those towers could have been dynamited, says Venezuela's president. The Associated Press reports Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez said yesterday that it's plausible that the U.S. government was involved in September 11th attacks. Chavez did not specifically accuse the U.S. government of having a hand in 9/11, but rather suggested that theories of U.S. involvement bear examination. The Venezuelan leader, an outspoken critic of the U.S. President George W. Bush, was reacting to a television report investigating a theory that the Twin Towers were brought down with explosives after hijacked planes crashed into them in 2001. This hypothesis is not absurd, that those towers could have been dynamited, Chavez said in a speech to supporters. A building never collapses like that unless it's with an implosion. Yeah, especially seven. And by the way, I've been looking at some Venezuelan papers. It looks like he went on to say seven, but our media clipped that out. The hypothesis that is gaining strength is that it was the same U.S. imperial power that planned and carried out the terrible terrorist attacks or acts against its own people and against citizens all over the world, Chavez said. Why? To justify the aggressions that immediately were unleashed on Afghanistan and on Iraq. Chavez has said the U.S. launched those wars to ensure its political and economic power. Well, the Pentagon's own documents in PNAC say that. The U.S. government says Al-Qaeda's chief, Osama bin Laden, masterminded attacks. But I would add, at the end of the article, that it doesn't tell you that he's not on the 10 wanted list or on the wanted list, period, for the 9/11 attacks, and they have not indicted him in absentia, which is the normal procedure, the default position. And the FBI reported 2 months ago, from questions from the Times of London, when they asked him, they said they did not have enough evidence to indict him for 9/11. But the rest of the media keeps saying bin Laden is guilty of it. Bin Laden is only guilty of being a CIA terrorist who helped attack Serbia and helped start up the war with the Russians. And he is only guilty of taking the fall and some of the blame and staging some of the videos before he died of kidney failure right before 9/11, which are now being recut, re-edited, and released to the public by Al Jazeera, that the media, the mainstream media here attacks, but only to give it false credibility. They attack it, claiming it's Muslim extremism when it's nothing compared to other channels, so it has some type of credibility when it then releases these fake CIA videos, like the famous Fat Bin Laden tape, which has had voice print analysis done on it and is not Bin Laden. By the way, voice print is 100%. You take, just like when you have voice activated to get in your house or to get in your car or to, you call up to get your voicemail on some phone systems and it says, please state your name. It recognizes your voice. They create a digital algorithm out of the different subtleties of your voice. It's just like a fingerprint. Every voice is different. And it recognizes it and puts it through. They did that with real bin Laden tapes from the past and the fat bin Laden tape. It's not the same person. And then, of course, linguists studied it, and it isn't even the same dialect. So, two different. And that came out in Canadian papers, by the way. Universities in France and Canada did voice print on it. It is not Osama bin Laden. And I'm so sick of it. And all these new videos, oh, here's bin Laden with the hijackers. Then it turns out some of the hijackers they're showing are hijackers BBC reported are still alive. I mean, they can't even get their story straight. How many times they kill Chemical Ali? 3 times. Now they say he's still alive. How many times they kill the Saddam sons? Then they say these are wax figurines of their bodies. And people go, oh, look, there's their dead bodies, and they have on CNN under it. Wax figurines. Comes out Anderson Cooper. I was stuck in the hotel, in the airport for 3 hours last night, waiting on our delayed flight with CNN, like Big Brother from 1984, being pumped in, having to watch it and listen to it. And it's Anderson Cooper, the known CIA agent, oh yeah, right out of college at Yale, the main recruiting ground, working at CIA. That's now confirmed. Of course it is. He's an Aster, by the way. He's a New World Order robber baron. They all are. So is that other twit. Tucker Carlson. I mean, they're all, it's just literally, folks, it's just almost every one of these anchors is some Astor or Rockefeller twit. And to make a long story short, I'm watching him, and he's in Tora Bora, and this is where bin Laden was 5 years ago, and bin Laden's going to get us. Shut up, you CIA twit. We're sick of you. By the way, it did come out a month after the big Katrina disaster that when Tucker Carlson blew up and said, I'm sick of this, I'm sick of the media, I'm sick of the government, they're covering up what's happening, that the memos were released, it was all staged to try to get credibility. You understand, it isn't liberal or conservative, it's government propaganda. Do you understand?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live here. Going to be taking your phone calls now, and then I'm going to be getting back into some of the other news. This is a report here. Syria blames U.S. for embassy attack, claims Washington orchestrated it to get concessions from Damascus. Also a big report out of The Guardian. Students, beware, the draft is real. Big radio poll out, 85% of Canadians believe 9/11 is an inside job. Another AP article, Association of Professors defending BYU physics professor Jones has been suspended. And there are a whole bunch of big mainstream news articles that came out and reported, not just on what I was doing out there, but what you were doing out there at Ground Zero. Can you picture thousands of people exposing 9/11, screaming at the tops of their lungs to the point where national TV cameras couldn't even shoot the crowds, and if they did, it showed a sea of black T-shirts. It was historical. It was amazing. It was a beautiful thing. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Well, before I do that, before I go to Douglas and Ron and Johnny and Devin and Charles and everybody else that's patiently holding. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. And also, all three showings last week of Terror Storm on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night sold out at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. All three of the showings sold out. There are still tickets left for tonight. You should go to Infowars.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart the Alamo Draft House website has. Link through from Infowars.com or go to DraftHouse.com and get your tickets for tonight's show or drive by there today between now and 7 o'clock and get your tickets. Now, the last showing just sold out. They had to turn away like five people, they told me. The first two showings, they had to turn away like 50 people and then like 20 at another. But each day there were about 30 or 40 tickets left, you know, a few hours before, and then it would sell out. Today there's like 60 tickets left for today's showing and 60-something left for tomorrow's showing, but it will probably still sell out both showings of my new film, Terror Storm. I'll also give a speech at the beginning and take a question and answer at the end. That's tonight and tomorrow night, and I'm not going to have any more showings. This is it. I love to see you. I love to shake your hand. We'll have all the documentary films and videos and books up there at the front, too, at a table. I'll be more than happy to sign it. Folks are always asking if I'll do that. I love to. It's great. And we're going to have something different at the final showing tomorrow night, Thursday night. Graham Reynolds, who did the music with his own little symphony group, I mean, he had as many as 10 instruments, depending on what part, I guess that's a band, of what part of the a music he scored for Terror Storm. He's going to be out there, I think, tomorrow night by himself, maybe with one other member of his group, playing some of the music from the film for about 20 minutes before we show it, and then I'll give a speech at the end and take questions. So that's a special showing tomorrow night, Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. And if you want to get Terror Storm, a high-quality DVD of it, DVD 9, it's got over 3 hours on one DVD, 66 minutes of extras from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium in June, and a bunch of other video before it, you know, the film itself, almost 2 hours long, the history of terror, 9/11, Madrid, 7/7, the lies that took us to war in Iraq. It's such an important film. That's Infowars.com. You can order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Card or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the videos also makes this broadcast possible. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership, $5.95 a month, get 3 months free when you sign up for a year. All 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, special reports, a bunch of other documentaries, PrisonPlanet.tv, you really can't beat it. Who's up first here? Yeah, Douglas in California. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Hello.
Oh, man. I've so been trying to get a hold of you for the longest time. I've called Kevin, Mike. I've met just about all of your staff. Wow. I just want to say it's an
honor. Well, it's great to talk to you. That's fine. You can dispense with that. I appreciate it. What's on your mind?
Oh, I've been tripping recently because I recently got an internet connection established again at the house, and I go to Google, I click on news, and I type in, long story short, New World Order, and it's funny that all the reports that you hear about New World Order are coming from other countries, and their news is saying that the United States people have basically been conned by the New World Order into fighting a mysterious enemy called a terrorist, in quotation, like they don't know what it is, and they basically, you're telling everyone we're being brainwashed.
America is the most unawake country in the world in 9/11, but the good news is 68% believe it's a cover-up, 42% believe it's an inside job, 36% in the Scripps Howard News Service. Overseas, from England to France to Russia to African countries, Nigeria, you name it, Japan, the vast majority, it's like 90-something percent in Arab countries. The Iranians have gone public. Hugo Chavez has gone public. The 9/11 fraud is imploding. The New World Order is... Listen, the majority of the cops at Ground Zero agreed with us. I mean, how exciting is that, Douglas?
That's awesome. That's awesome. I watched that whole thing yesterday on the news, and then when I seen you on the news, I was like, oh, Alex is there, then I know there's protesters all over the place, and I didn't really see none. What's going on?
Where did you see me on the news?
You were standing in front of something, but there was like two people behind you.
Yeah, what are we watching on TV or a newscast online?
I was watching on TV.
Yeah, no, that's what they did, and that's the reports we've gotten. I've seen some of the clips. I was on, you know, several national TV programs, I'm told, ABC Nightly News and others, but they would always, notice AP's the same thing. You can watch the AP clip with AP News. It's always, they would catch me, they'd run over and say, will you please turn this way? And I'd say, come on, you don't want the crowd, do you? But I knew that if I didn't do it, it wouldn't get on there to begin with.
Yep.
So I said, okay, I'll turn where there's nobody behind me, because if I don't, they're not going to put it on the news. So just so I could get inside job out, I would turn to where there was no crowd for them. I mean, I know how they work, because it would have hit the cutting room floor if I didn't do that.
I just think that's crazy. I've seen it before. I remember when the Enron thing went down, and the guy, right before they could take his funds and prove him guilty, he was supposed to go to court. He dies from a mysterious heart ailment. And on Fox News, they were interviewing one of the guys that had been worked there for 13 years, something like. And he said, it's kind of weird, you know, you're perfect. Picture of health one day, and the next day he dies of a heart attack, and then the guy cut him off that was interviewing him and totally changed the subject, and I knew it was a cover-up.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. There's no coincidence that right when the U.S. And Israeli attack on Lebanon failed, suddenly that car creature, the creepiest man I've ever seen in my life, but obviously not guilty, you could tell. I mean, there was no evidence of it, obviously a pervert. And the government, it turned out, he tried to confess 3 years ago, 4 years ago. He tried to turn himself in. They ignored it then. They had a whole list of crazies, hundreds. I mean, anytime there's a big murder or a big story, people show up in mass claiming they did it. And the police know, and the criminologist went public and said, this is this guy who didn't do it. He's probably guilty of something, you know, classic pervert, and he wants to be known as a pervert. He clearly didn't do this, so they had to drop it. But for 2 weeks, you know, is he guilty? Is he guilty? And suddenly no news of Lebanon, no news of the police state, no news of anything substantive or real. Ron in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. But why not do that? He was a great diversion from the war in the Middle East, right? That's
yeah.
He was.
It's like Michael Jackson and all the rest of it.
In today's New York Post on page 6, there's a big story in there. About, these little, I don't know, errands or adventures always go on here locally in New York City. They did a report about and a testimony by a certain, I guess, executive level people from NYPD, so-called anti-terrorist individuals who went down to Congress to testify about how easily they obtained fertilizer 2 years ago. I mean, it was such an imminent danger that it took them 2 years to get around to talking about it.
Well, listen, I sat there, as I said, for 3 hours stuck in Newark, and they had CNN on, and literally we were timing it. Every 30 seconds we had watches out. They were saying Al-Qaeda terror attack. And I probably watched four or five newscasts, you know, within that 3 hours. I don't know. Let me see. I got to the airport at 7 and sat down. The plane was supposed to take off at 8. The plane didn't take off till almost midnight, so I don't know, almost 4 hours then, excuse me. Oh, wait, well, what's 7 to 145 or so? I don't remember.
Either way.
I mean, the point is, literally, and in 1984, they pump in audio. Big Brother's done this. Big Brother's fighting the terrorists. Big Brother produced more. Big Brother made the economy better. Big Brother's going to keep you safe. And the audio was jacked up loud where you couldn't even go to sleep. And there's all these big flat-screen TVs hanging down, I mean, one every 15 feet or so, blaring this propaganda. There's CIA Anderson Cooper. There's, guaranteed, folks, Spook Palazon. You know, it's just all up there. And I was thinking, imagine how bad Fox News is right now. And it was imminent attack, terrorists, new bin Laden tapes. I mean, they're pulling out all the stops, Ron, because they're desperate. Ron, you've called in for years. You're a retired New York City police officer. I'm not kidding. This news is so good, I can't believe it. The majority of the police told us they agreed with us, some even on camera. I mean, guys that were captains. We name cameras, we go, hey, what do you think of this? They go, keep up the investigation. Thank you. Most of the police were smiling at us. Almost all the firemen. Sorry, go ahead.
Alex, my point is this regarding what I was talking about just a moment ago. How do you reconcile this city's so-called concern for terrorism? This city is not really a city unto itself. I think it is pretty much one of the capitals of what you would call the New World Order. But how do you reconcile that with the fact that, on the other hand, that this city is a sanctuary city for illegal aliens, which we probably have close to a million of.
Yeah, that's the point I make all day. People go, the Islamo fascists are going to get us, they're going to kill us, but I still love George Bush. You'll hear these talk show hosts say that. Well, then why is England, why is the U.S., why is France, why is Belgium, why is Germany pumping in the, quote, Islamo fascist as fast as they can? It's pure baloney.
Of course it is. You can't reconcile those two facts. Do you know, in the city of New York now, you're not even allowed to ask somebody on a license application for a business what his status is in this country?
No, I know. There are 870-something sanctuary cities, New York the biggest, where, listen, it's come out in the news. I told people this, and now it's finally in the news. Illegal aliens get preferential treatment on housing loans, school loans. They get preferential treatment at the hospital. Folks, I've been there. I've seen it. This is how you make an incentive to pay the way to bring the illegals here.
Well, then we cannot reconcile that with a war on terror. You cannot really have a fear of terror and then at the same time induce large swaths of population.
No, I know, but that's the mindless Orwellian double thing. I'm asking you, Ron, as a retired New York police officer who's called in over the years, what do you think of my report that upwards of 70% of the police really appreciated us and agreed with us, and I'd have to say 99% of the firemen?
Well, I have observed now with the passage of time in this so-called war, or let me call it, I don't know, sham on terror, that what's happening is their lower level minions, if you will, or those that the pawns on the front lines are getting exhausted from this. And what's happening is they're losing heart, and gradually now I see the worm is turning, they're starting to become demoralized. And naturally in the human psyche, when that starts to happen, they start to question, how legitimate is this? I'm being driven at full throttle now for 2, 3, 5 years, and this is what I think is starting to happen with that, and that's why I think you're getting that result. They're literally just getting worn out. I mean, let's face it, we're kept in a state of constant psychological tension and exhaustion since 2001. Just the way human psyches are composed, whether they're police officers or candlestick makers, they're going to
stop.
Yeah,
but I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it when a police captain in his dress uniform with the salad dressing, you know, all over his chest,
sure,
you know, all the medals, and I'm sitting there all smiling at me and looking at me nicely, and I'm sitting there at ground zero, this going from having machine guns pointed at me and being cussed at to all these police smiling and nodding their heads, and I'm going, do you guys believe me? Do you get it? And they go, yeah, keep investigating. Thank you. We agree. And I'm like, what? I mean, this was incredible.
Well, that's the thing that the New World oligarchy or order doesn't count on. They just don't factor that in, that there's a human factor, that you could only keep doing this so long, and eventually people get exhausted from it. And when they start to get mentally exhausted from it, then they start to question its validity, which I have another question about Syria. Now, of course, the U.S. government goes on about Syria as a terrorist state. How do you reconcile that with the fact that we take terrorist suspects, United States government, and send them to Syria under extraordinary rendition for
interrogation? I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to comment on that because I got to move on. That I was going to talk about that next. Syria literally sucks our boots. They lick the bottom of the shoe. They allow the U.S. to run secret torture prisons in Syria. This is mainstream news. Syria has done everything. They were told to get out of Lebanon. They pulled out. They have done everything they've been told to do. If Syria wanted to attack a U.S. embassy, which is the last thing they would want to bring down all this wrath, they know they're about to get attacked, why would Syria not drive up with tanks or fire missiles into the thing? No. A couple guys run up with machine guns, we're told, and now Syria's saying, we didn't do this, the U.S. government staged this, and the motive's there, the history's there, the common sense is there. And yes, Syria is a horrible police state. Syria has been licking boots. Syria knows they're a paper tiger. They do not want to be invaded. Assad does not want to lose control. And it's just like Iran. They bent over backwards. They did everything they were told. They had all the inspectors in. And then that didn't work. So the moderate gets kicked out. And Ahmadinejad gets put in. You're absolutely right, Ron. But again, you're engaging in critical thinking and common sense. Let's talk to Johnny in Vancouver, Canada. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
I'd like to make a couple points. The 9/11 truth rally in Vancouver went off as expected. It was great. We had a lot of support from people passing by. Probably gave out about 200 DVDs, to which of those were some firefighters, and I've now gotten response from them. They want to be in on some of the events in the future. And I'd also like to plug my blog so I can unite a lot of the people that are listening to this radio program, because I feel that we don't have enough.
Sure, go ahead and plug it.
It's info-warriors.com, and there's no www, just info-warriors.com. And hopefully we can, you know, unite a few more people to some of the rallies that we're going to be having. We're going to be going to each media outlet and passing out DVDs to the media, although they'll probably just chuck them in the garbage, but it's worth a try. And my hope is to coordinate some stuff with some of the firefighters here in Vancouver and spread the message to all the fire halls, because I know that they got the DVDs and the flyer, and they went and they watched it, and that's why I got a response. So it's happening in Vancouver.
Well, I want you to keep it up, my friend. That's give us that website. It's info-warriors.com.
Yes.
All right. Take care. Good to hear from you. We'll talk to many others on the other side. 1-800-259-9231. The Village Voice did a pretty fair report on what we did. I've got so much news here. It's just massive. We're going to be covering it all today. I'd like to hear from folks that were in New York that were demonstrating and part of the vigils with us. We'll be right back on the other side. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Be sure and check it out.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
None of us like what's happened. None of us want to be forced to face it. I just want to go enjoy my life. I want to travel. I want to see the world. I'd be the type of person that would go run a little fishing lodge by some beautiful lake and just raise a family. I don't like having to do this, but you know what? The stakes are too high. We got to face the truth that criminals control our government and criminals carried out 9/11. And once you realize that thousands of times they killed thousands of Americans in chemical, biological, and radiological tests, once you find that out, once you find out that they look at you as absolutely worthless, once you realize it's in the U.S. code, they claim the authorization to kill you whenever they wish for any reason and keep it secret. Once you realize that, you'll realize you're in a matrix, my friends. I mean, it just, what you think of as reality is so different from what the truth is. And all of us have to face just how horrific it is. And these arrogant creatures that staged 9/11 need to know that we're never going to stop. We're never going to surrender. We're never going to back off. Also, I want to take time out to thank Bob Daisy for sitting in for the last 2 days. So that everybody could call in and so he could give you analysis, and I heard that he did a great job. We're going to go to Dwayne, Charles, Mike, Cindy, and many others. Before we do that, again, tonight, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, 7 p.m., I'll give a speech. We'll show my new film, Terror Storm. Then we'll take questions at the end. Only two more events, tonight at 7 o'clock on South Lamar and tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow's special, Graham Reynolds will be there with several people from his band. I just talked to him, and they're going to be playing some of the music, some of the original music from the score that they produced for Terror Storm, and then I'll also give a speech and take your questions. So tomorrow night will be a longer program than the other five showings. Get your tickets now by going to Infowars.com and linking through to the Alamo Draft House, or get them at the door tonight. There should be some. They save some to be sold only the hour before, but you better get there the hour before. I hope to see you there. I can't do justice to all the news that's coming out the next hour, but I'm going to suck it up into a big news blitz. I am totally exhausted. I'm not bragging. I just want you to know that I'm a little dingy. This happens occasionally. I slept an average of about 3 hours a night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then I got about five last night, got in about three, and the kids ran in at 6:30 and woke me up, but I went back into a coma-like sleep until about 9:30. Didn't do much preparation today. I couldn't. And I've got masses of articles here where we got attention, where we had an effect, all these clips, all these things happening. I just want to thank all of you out there for your support and making this broadcast possible. Let's talk to Dwayne in New York. Thank you for holding, Dwayne.
Thank you, Alex. How you doing today, sir?
Good, my friend.
I have two interesting pieces of news here, and I'll try to go through them as quickly as possible for you, sir, and the rest of the people listening.
Sure, go ahead.
That in the Capital Region in upstate New York here, a Capital 9 news report, mainstream news, with a picture and a video with this news report of local heading that says, quote, Stewart's Shops adds terror number to milk cartons. That says also on the milk cartons to report possible terrorism activity with a phone tip line number on it. And it also goes on to say in this report that Stewart Shops will be doing their part for Homeland Security. The company is placing the number for New York's terror tip line on milk cartons.
Yeah, what they do is, to make us think terror is real and to take our freedoms, they are terrorizing us with endless newscasts, endless milk carton numbers, endless tattletale squads. I was sitting in the Austin airport, and we joked that it was like the beginning of a dystopic novel. We got there about an hour early. Let's eat at the Salt Lake barbecue. We're all sitting down to eat, and we sit, and there's TSA guys everywhere sitting down eating themselves, and it's this black and white covered book, and it says, How Someone Becomes a Terrorist. And I'm going to get Aaron in here later to talk about it. Stand there. I'll let you finish up on the other side, Dwayne, sure. And he's sitting there reading it all serious. And I said, let me guess. In a minute, he's going to look up over his book and look left and right. Sure enough, he looks up. He looks left and right. See, he's a big secret agent. He's a big, there's a terrorist everywhere. See, it's part of this mass paranoia, this big Jim Jones cult that our country's turning into. And he's looking around. I'll tell you more about it when we get back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.